Welcome to a body scan meditation. To begin, take a moment right now to pause. Consider your own intention for this time. It's helpful to see this time as a gift you are giving yourself, an opportunity to learn greater acceptance, tolerance, and skillfulness for working with your own internal condition. Doing this meditation is not about achieving a particular relaxed state or calm or in any way, quote unquote, doing it right. It is about noticing whatever is present for you. Seeing what is here, no matter if you first find yourself judging it as good or bad. If we can see it, then we begin to learn to meet it with a deepening sense of mindful awareness, meaning a sense of kind acceptance and understanding in this moment now for whatever is here. As you move through this meditation, of course, some degree of discomfort will arise in the body, thoughts, or emotions. Sometimes this will be minor, easily met, released all on its own. Other times this may be difficult, and learning more skillful means of meeting the discomfort itself can become the focus of meditation. The fact that things are sometimes pleasant and sometimes unpleasant is normal, and no way means you are doing anything wrong. Unpleasant may be a feeling of resistance, even to doing the meditation, or maybe a sense of impatience, boredom. Unpleasant may be difficult or even painful sensations in the body. With mindfulness, we begin to learn that everything that arises, pleasant or unpleasant, whatever it is, can be met with a kind, bare attention that doesn't judge as good or bad, right or wrong. It just is, in this moment now, what is present for you. Even our own judging thoughts can be met with a kindness that understands that yes, sometimes it's hard and judging thoughts arise. We begin to recognize the difference between seeing our judging thoughts with an intention that cares and getting caught up in believing those same thoughts. Working with our experiences in this way allows us to begin to see how often our energy gets caught in either trying to repress our internal experiences or getting swept away in a flood of thinking, self-criticism, difficult emotion, uncomfortable or painful body sensation. Mindfulness offers a new possibility of simply being aware, being with what is here, in a way that makes healing possible. It opens us to sources of healing, strength, wisdom, and kindness, already present within each one of us. It is, in fact, much like learning how to be that optimally attuned, kind, clear-seeing parent to our own selves in the midst of whatever we are experiencing in this moment now. So paradoxically, the more we let go of the idea that doing meditation right means I will automatically be relaxed, calm, focused, the more a new spaciousness opens, where relaxed, calm, focused, slowly begins to emerge all on their own. With time and repeated practice, mindfulness naturally brings a quality of healing to the body, mind, and spirit. So to begin, find a time and a space where you're not likely to be interrupted. A space in which you are as comfortable as possible and in a posture that best supports you, whether lying down or sitting. And letting yourself feel in to the body resting here. The pull of gravity from the earth below holding you here. Nothing you need to do. If lying down along a floor, let yourself feel into the full length of the back of the body, the places of contact with the floor. And from the back of the body, allow that awareness to expand to include the whole body, becoming aware, this body alive with breath, moving in and out. Where do you notice the breath the most? Let yourself become really curious about that felt sense, physical sensation, breath moving in and out. If it's comfortable for you, allow that awareness of the breath to sink down, down into the belly. You can even put your hands on your belly if you wish to really feel into this movement, belly rising on an in-breath, falling on an out-breath, noticing the difference between thinking about the breath and really feeling the breath, this moment now, alive in this body. Notice that there's no need to control the breath in any way. As much as possible, allowing the breath to breathe itself, feeling into a natural intelligence, harmonizing, balancing presence, already here within you. And when the mind wanders, as it inevitably will, use that moment of noticing mind wandered to appreciate the fact that awareness does wake up again. Take your time to appreciate this fact of awakening, to note with care where your mind went, and use the breath as a light guiding anchor as you explore both awakening and reconnecting with the meditation wherever we are. Throughout this meditation, let yourself go through this process as many times as you need, understanding that this is simply the process of learning the practice of mindfulness. Also, throughout this meditation, if at any point difficult sensations, feelings, emotions arise that feel too strong, you can use the breath as a place to return, to reground, recenter, simply coming back to knowing that in-breath is followed by out-breath, out-breath followed by in-breath, a natural harmonizing force already present within you. And now letting go of the breath as the primary focus of the meditation and allow your awareness to sink down, down through both legs, all the way down into the feet. Allowing a sense of curiosity into exploring your own feet, whatever sensation is present here for you. You might notice the place of contact with the floor. Sense of coolness, warmth. Sensation of sock or air against the skin. Feeling inside the feet and along the surface. The whole feet, toes, the balls of the feet, arches, and the top sides. If you want to explore sending the breath down into the feet, breathing into the feet and out from the feet, almost as if the feet themselves were doing the breathing, exploring this sensation. If this image doesn't work for you, no need to get caught up in that. Bringing as much mindful curiosity to the feet, while also having a light awareness of breath moving in and out of the body. Then allowing that awareness of breath and sensation to move into the ankles, bones, Achilles tendons. Rising up into the lower legs. Exploring places of contact with the floor, clothing, air. Exploring bones, muscles, deep inside. Breath by breath, allowing your awareness to rise through the lower legs, coming into the knees. The undersides of the knees, top sides, insides. As we explore the body in this way, with curiosity and interest, you may find certain parts of the body difficult to focus on, or maybe uncomfortable, even painful sensations are present for you. Recognizing that you have choices available for working with these more difficult sensations. One choice is to notice what happens through a kind, gentle exploring of even difficult sensation without a need to change it in any way. This is comfortable for you, exploring these sensations with a sense of patience, gentleness for them just as they are. Another choice with any strong sensation, emotions, feelings, or even thoughts is to return back to the breath. Knowing you always have a choice of where to focus your awareness at any time. Use the breath as an anchor as often as you need. And then redirect your attention once more to wherever we are in the meditation. Knowing that you are following your own wisdom and willingness to care for yourself. So if it's comfortable for you, letting that awareness rise into the thighs, the large muscles here, curious about any tension, tightness, looseness, relaxness, and always also curious If any judging arises as good, bad, right, wrong, as much as possible, simply exploring sensation as it is, without attaching a judgment on top of it. From the tops of your legs, allowing your awareness to broaden. Broaden all the way down to the feet to include the entire legs, tops of legs down to feet. Feeling into this part of the body, alive, breath, energy, a vitality that is present, right here, just as your legs are, this moment, now. And then letting go of legs as primary focus of awareness, bringing the attention into the pelvic region. Buttocks resting against the floor. Large bones here, cradling internal organs. Whatever sensation is present for you around anus, genitalia. Feeling the breath moving in and out through the entire pelvic region. Bringing the awareness now to the very bottom of the back, the tailbone. Then breath by breath, vertebrae by vertebrae, if you wish, slowly allowing the awareness to rise through the spine, the back, the muscles. Feeling into the curvature of the low back, the arch with different degrees of contact with the floor. Mid-back, where ribs begin. Coming up to your shoulder blades. You might even notice the ribs of the back with a very subtle movement with the breath in and out. Coming to the very top of the back and again allow the awareness to expand to include the entire back, feeling the breath moving throughout the back from the top all the way down to the bottom, bottom back all the way up to the top. Awareness rises now into the belly. Again, feeling that rise and fall. Breath moving in and out. You might be aware of sensation of clothing moving against the skin. The belly is also a place where many of us hold our emotions, seeing what it's like to explore whatever sensation is present for you inside the belly, exploring it as much as possible as pure physical sensation, with a gentle, kind curiosity, a wanting to listen, to know, to feel what's here for you. Breathing in and out. And coming up to the lungs, the chest area. Maybe a sense of the gentle glide of the lungs inside the chest wall. The movement of ribs. Maybe even a sense of your own heart's beat. That intricate rhythm of life. Beating heart, moving breath. this body alive. These rhythms sustaining each moment of life. Expanding that awareness to include the entire torso. Sense of breath moving in and out. Coming up to the shoulders, exploring muscles. From the shoulders, letting the awareness drop down through both arms all the way out to the fingertips. And then breath by breath, slowly bringing the awareness back up, feeling into the fingers. Hands, wrists, forearms, elbows, upper arms. All the way back up to the shoulders. And then if you like, sending the breath from the shoulders all the way down to the fingertips, filling the entire arms, hands, fingers with in-breath. Releasing the breath. Out-breath moves from the fingertips back out through the tops of the shoulders. Feeling into the aliveness, the arms, shoulders. From the shoulders, allowing the awareness to rise into the neck. The underside of the neck, the front side. And then right up into the face, starting with the jaw. Coming into the chin, lips. Exploring sensation inside the mouth. Where's your tongue resting in the mouth? Notice inside of lips resting against teeth and gums. Coming out to the face muscles. No need to set the expression in any way, but if there's any small half smile that wants to arise on the face, allowing room for that. An expression of natural relaxation, face muscles. Awareness to the nose. You might notice gentle nostril flaring with in-breath, releasing out-breath. Coming up to the bridge of the nose, allowing the awareness to spill down into the eyes. The eyeballs resting in the eye sockets. Eyelids. The eyebrows and space between the eyebrows. Forehead. Muscles loose, tight. Just curious, what's here? Temples, out to the ears. Feeling into the entire face, much like feeling the inside of a mask, but a breathing, living mask full of energy, vitality. and then letting that awareness move out around the entire scalp. Notice the place where the head is in contact with the floor. Inside your head, what sensation present here? Coming at last to the top of the head. And from the top of the head, allowing the awareness to broaden out to include the entire body. If comfortable for you, exploring, allowing a sensation, the breath sweeping from the top of the head all the way through the entire body, down into the feet. And then from the feet, sweeping back through the body, all the way back out through the top of the head. Letting yourself simply sink into the floor with a sense, the fullness of the body, alive with breath moving in and out. Experiencing the entire body breathing. Just as it is. Whatever sensations are here, allowing them to be present without having to change them in any way. Each in-breath, nourishing, revitalizing energy. Each out-breath, letting go. Sinking deeper into the floor. Feeling into the body resting here. Resting perhaps with a sense of deepening stillness, quiet. An awareness of your inherent wholeness, just as you are right now. An awareness that this kind of acceptance is healing in and of itself. Experiencing deeply. Fullness of life, wonder of life inherent within your own self, experiencing your capacity for love, to care, to be connected in the world, experiencing being totally awake, alive, whole right now in this very moment. And slowly allowing your awareness to broaden back out to the place where you are. Perhaps opening your eyes, noticing the room or your surroundings. Allowing movement back in the body. Wiggling toes, stretching fingers. If you wish, stretching your whole body. Any way that feels right for you. Approaching the end of this guided meditation, it's helpful to feel into a sense of appreciation, gratitude towards your own self for your willingness to take this time to learn a deeper, more skillful relationship with yourself, and in doing so, with the world around you. Remember, too, as you move throughout your day and every day, that the breath is available to you at any time as a trustworthy ally, an anchor for a moment of re-grounding, re-centering, whenever you may need it. And listening for the sound of the three bells with which we'll end the meditation.